Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, SusieMazzoli-Healer.com, or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Welcome, everybody, to week 17 of 2021. And we are ActiveSpirituality.life with you every week. Pamela Cuccinelle, Susie Mazzoli, here to help guide you through the week with very useful, I will say, forecasts, astrological forecasts provided by Pam and meditations from me. So, Pam, I know that in my part of the world, I'm in upstate New York, we're into the spring, the snow has melted, and we're out in the garden planting our vegetables. And there is that beautiful freshness and hope and excitement around the spring. And, of course, the blossoms. So how is it by you these days?
Well, where I live, it also is spring. It just looks different in Mexico than it does in the Northeast United States. We are at the end of dry season, which is the mountains are brown, but the tall trees are green because their roots go very deep and there's a beautiful aquifer underneath, since I'm in a lakeside community. And there's tons of blossoms, the jacaranda, the hibiscus, something called tapachine, and it's, which is similar to flamboyant, which you would find in Puerto Rico. So it's beautiful. And the other thing I notice with spring is a lot of scents start to come in, the jasmine, the orange blossom. And anyway, spring is, as you say, a time of hope.
And such a feast for our senses now with the color after the grayness and darkness of the winter. And I have to say that I'm sitting here right now drinking a fresh herbal tea made with hibiscus from Mexico and some homegrown nettle shoots. So cheers. So what's for us?
Lovely. Good for the respiratory, what you're drinking.
Exactly. And immune. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what's up for us this week?
Well, on Monday the 26th, we're approaching the full moon that happens in the evening. The times I give are Eastern time, so please adjust depending on where you are on the planet. And what you want to be aware of is that the moon finishes her journey in the sign of Libra in the morning. And so as she moves, we have a little window of time between 7:15 and 8:40 a.m. when opportunity is very high. So early birds, you know, this is the time to send out your important communication and really put your finger on a project or something that is of great interest to you, because it's a high opportunity push. Once the moon goes void, of course, at 8:40 a.m., then we have the moon void, of course, for the rest of the morning until it enters the sign of Scorpio, 12:18 p.m. When the moon is void, of course, it means it's not making a geometric connection to another heavenly body before it changes sign. And when that happens, we're not as emotionally attached to an outcome. And that may be a little different for you depending on your horoscope, if the moon is actually touching a planet or angle on your personal horoscope. You might actually find it a motivating time or an expressive time or an emotional time. But for many of us, it will be, oh, this is a good time to clean off my desk or rake out the garden or get things in order for when I get that next thrust of energy. And the next thrust of energy, when it comes in with the afternoon, evening, into the next day in the sign of Scorpio, the moon, this is very dynamic energy because we are early on, as we get into mid-afternoon, the moon actually is in trine, harmonic aspect to the planet Mars. So there's a real energetic thrust, a lot of movement that's happening. And moon in Scorpio likes to get its agenda done anyway. But with that Mars impulse, we can move with great focus and drive. So this can be a highly productive period of time. As we get to the full moon, which is exact at 11:32 p.m., then we're in integration, completion energy. And in the sign of Scorpio, what's happening is the moon is being lit by the moon in by the sun in the sign of Taurus. So that means that what we manifest is drawing light or highlighting or being reflected by that moon in Scorpio. So this is actually an excellent, excellent time and has been for us to look at what are our resources? Do my resources reflect, feed, empower, strengthen the direction of what I really want to transform, bring down to earth and make happen in my life? And so, yes, this can be a period when we're really looking at resources that are financial, but it's also look at resources that have to do with relationship or possessions, real estate, things that we draw to us that ideally help us in our way of becoming what we're really here to do, to lead purposeful lives. And sometimes it's possible that what we have is holding us back. So the completion energy of this full moon may be an assessment where, okay, I've had this for a long period of time. I've had this this piece of jewelry that was my mother's and I'll never wear, or I've had this place that I live in that I own that no longer really is where I want to be. And so it may be a period where we look at what has been gained through ownership of this possession and what needs to be released at this point in time. So yes, maybe it's time to rent out the property and live somewhere else or sell it. Maybe it's time to sell mom's old necklace or give it to a family member who really will love it and wear it. None of these things may be an actual response. You alone know what may be holding you in the past or in a space that no longer serves you, as opposed to what the release could do to bring you to a point of transcendence. And it's not just a material possession. Sometimes it's a habit or a way of being. It could be something physical, weight you want to lose, or a way that you carry your body that you know isn't really good for you, and it would be better if you did a certain kind of exercise or engaged in something that alleviated whatever the problem was. So this full moon asks us to look at what our attachment is and really take it to the limit of our need for it, which could mean, hey, I no longer need this anymore. Or it could mean, this is something I need because I so strongly identify with it. And then we want to look at, well, why is that? Because sometimes what we consider so integral to our self-expression or being in this world actually is holding us back from the full expression of who we are, as opposed to our attachment to stuff. So the next day, we're still in this full moon energy. It still may be a processing time. And the piece about it to look at is that we want to claim our personal authority with whatever it is we're engaged in. Are we really feeling as though we're doing what we're here to do? Are we able to get the support we need? Do we feel we have the authority for our expertise? Are we being recognized by what our contribution is, or are we not being seen? And if we're not being seen, perhaps whatever we're doing isn't exactly what it is we might want to be doing. So again, we're back to looking at, does what I put my energy into, my investment into, does it truly reflect what I value and what I'm here to do? And for some of us, this is just a, yeah, this is right. And for others, it's a, huh, let me look at that. Wow, I don't want to look at that. So it depends. And it's important for us to give that thought and analysis. Pluto's retrograde as of the 27th. And Pluto's retrograde in a year, about 6 months. So it's, the thing to note is when it first goes retrograde or direct. And when retrograde, we're going to be in this period where it's more about the internal process, not that it's not about what you manifest, do, and make happen, but that its effectiveness is amplified when we're also going through a internal awareness process. By the same token, some things may go underground, things that there's been research about, digging, exposés, gathering knowledge. It can become less accessible or less heard about. So that doesn't mean that there isn't still work being done. But sometimes we have to go deeper in order to get to the point where things are revealed. So overall, this is a very strong day, but the most effective use of today will be to stay with something already in motion and not get distracted by things that are trying to call attention from the task that you have at hand. We are now in the waning moon cycle, so the emphasis is on staying with something, completing projects, not that you can't begin something new, but that's where the ease of flow of movement is. So Wednesday, the 28th, the moon is in the sign of Scorpio in the morning hours, and it goes void, of course, as of 8:31 a.m. And the most important advice to give you on the morning of the 28th is that things are better done and achieved when you have a good to-do list in front of you and you focus on priorities. You do not want to get distracted. You want to get things done. Because that moon in Scorpio is void, of course, until 11:42 a.m. when it enters Sag. And if we don't have kind of things planned out that we're doing, we tend to not really get a heck of a lot done. Things that are really useful to get done is to clean things out, do things that are therapeutic, stay with projects already in motion. At 11:42 a.m., when the moon enters the sign of Sag, now we're cooking. Fire moon, strongly aspected. We are able to fly through whatever it is we're in the process of doing. So a certain amount of awareness in the late afternoon on the 28th, tempers can be a little short. You don't want to engage in anything that's just reactionary rather than effective. But great day to be outside, great day to let yourself be stimulated by ideas, big picture thoughts. And Thursday, the 29th, carries the same kind of energy, absorb wisdom, gain connections, look for opportunity. Be aware that as we get to late afternoon, early evening, sometimes we might miss an opportunity because it comes in very quickly. And like you're talking to one friend and someone comes in and somebody's trying to say, hey, I want you to meet so-and-so, but you're finishing up with whatever. And then so-and-so leaves the party before you've met the person who could publish your book. So it's just important to be aware of what might come into your field on this particular day. And for some of us, this is going to be a stronger occurrence than others. Fire signs, air signs. Those are particularly activated over these couple of days. The other thing to mention is that we can get a little confused or overtired in the evening. I would say it's really the best thing you can do for yourself is to aim to have an early to bed night where you get a good night's restorative sleep, because the dreamscape, the imagination process is very lively this night. So meditation, dreaming, restoration, these things are so very important to maximize the gifts that can come your way. Opportunities increase as of 11:42 p.m., and it's a window period that goes through early the next morning. And I just would say that's one reason this is just so rich to enter into empowering dreams, dreams that will give you options and the ability to revive. Some of us are more in tune with this than others, but part of what gets us in tune is to be respectful of the sleep process, to know that it's coming your way. I mean, I'm just thinking about this morning, I woke up with a revelation. It was the first thing that, it wasn't about a dream, but it was the first thing that kind of came into conscious clarity as I was waking up. It was a situation, a negative experience in my life that I could never quite figure out why it was so unsettling for me. And it wasn't like I was thinking about it or went to bed thinking about it. I really hadn't thought about it in years. But I woke up this morning and I had this clarity as to what it was that bothered me about that difficult experience and why I considered it a difficult experience, but no one else who was having it saw it in the same way. And it was very validating. So that's what dreams can do without your even being conscious of how it all unfolded. We can wake up with that crystal clarity, and that's what is available for us the morning of Friday the 30th, if we get a good night's sleep. So at 9:27 a.m., the moon goes void, of course. So for early risers, very productive morning, a great time to reach out, make a communication with someone who you've been wanting to make a connection with that has to do with a overall goal or something you want to bring about. The moon does not enter Capricorn until 12:16 p.m. I'm just checking my notes. Wait a minute. Is that, yeah, that's right. Right, because it had been in Sag. Okay. Until 12:16 p.m. And when it does that, I mean, Moon in Capricorn isn't everybody's favorite moon sign to travel through. I mean, basically what it's doing is it's asking us to make practical decisions, do things that are productive, keep strong limits as to what we're going to do and when we're going to do it. I also always see it as a time when we really want to be in nature and make physical connection. Moon in Capricorn is very physical, enjoys touch, sustaining foods, the things in life that really help somebody feel stable and really here on the planet. So those are all things to visit when the moon's in the sign of Capricorn. And this is a well-aspected journey that the moon is taking over this weekend. High, as I said, productivity, Friday afternoon. There's also a lot of jazzy kind of inspiration energy that's happening on this day. It could also be that there's a physical manifestation on the planet, which can mean some kind of earth event that just calls attention to what needs to be addressed. But overall, even so, it looks that outcome can be very positive. So that's strong to know that working towards goals, when we get into Saturday, the 1st of May, oh, May Day, Beltane, that is a high productivity and opportunity day from, let's see, let me check my notes, from 6:13 a.m. through the next morning. Very, very strong. So I would say that people who are very comfortable with Pluto energy, Scorpios, people who are transformers, these are powerhouse days.
Moon void, of course.
10:38 a.m. on Sunday the 2nd. And it enters Aquarius at 3:31 p.m., which then takes us through a like networking connection, lots of good opportunity stuff. The quiet time would be late morning through mid-afternoon when that moon is void, when we're kind of gathering our energies for the next push. So it's almost like I see this weekend with the moon in Capricorn having to do with very physical manifestations, connections, reorientations. And then when we're in late afternoon into evening of the second, then we're really reaching out, making new connections, communities, and getting the word out. And now I turn it over to Susie.
Wonderful. Beltane, May the 1st, the peak of spring, the beginning of summer, sort of around the corner. Earth energies are strong, strong, powerful. The manifestation of growth, abundance, potential becoming, potential becoming conceived. The whole idea of potency, which is one of my favorite words as a homeopath, is the word potency. So let's all close our eyes for 10 minutes and do our little turbo boost meditation. And as we do that, I invite you to sit if you can. Just try and get into a position now where you can sit with a nice straight back and sit down so that your body is symmetrical, so that you're sitting in a straight back with your body symmetrically placed. So you're not leaning off to the side, or you're not scrunching up at all. This is important, and I do mention it every time, because of the nervous system. And the nervous system is contained, as you all know, inside the spinal cord. And so when we're sitting with a straight back, we're holding that nice straight spine. And the meditation and the energy of our thoughts, the energy of our feelings, is being beautifully distributed in a symmetrical way throughout our body. So take a deep breath and just find yourself calm down in a nice peaceful place. And tap in now to the energy within your body. Just notice what you're feeling. Just notice where you're at. And then just visualize yourself now as like a tiny little seed, a tiny little very small seed sitting inside the earth. It's warm. You're protected, you're safe, it's dark, and just feeling that energy of about to grow, of about to become physical, that feeling of potential. And as you're sitting there now, all the energy is latent. It's all in the mind or in the heart. It's all now in the planning, in the process. It's all before we shoot up through the surface of the soil and meet the light, meet the day, meet the sun. So as you're sitting here in this place, notice how you feel when you're just in a pre-manifestation, in a pre-physical state. Notice how that feels inside your body. Does it feel calm? Does it feel exciting? Does it feel overwhelming? Just to be non-physical. And for some of us, that's quite hard because we're constantly being physical and we don't spend necessarily a lot of time just being in the mind. And in that place now, just visualizing yourself as a little seed with all of the information within you. that tiny little seed. Just imagine like a tiny tomato seed, very small. It's like the size of a sesame seed. And you put that in the ground, and then over the weeks it will become, or over the months, it will become a large plant laden with fruit. Each of those fruit, each of those tomatoes having thousands of seeds necessarily inside them. So all the information is contained within this seed. All the information for what you're going to look like, what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, at what pace you're going to do it, what your needs are, what is your bandwidth necessarily of comfort. All that information is within the seed. Everything there, how you communicate with the soil, how you communicate with the air, how you interpret the world around you, all of the information is contained within that tiny, tiny little seed. Or you can think of like an acorn. All the information contained within. And this is the same as us. All of our information is contained within. And we have the conditions for growth. We have the conditions for life. And now allow yourself to be the creator, the manifester of that DNA within you. Nothing is set in stone. Nothing is absolutely predetermined. And the power of the consciousness, the power of the mind, has every ability to manifest in this reality, in this time zone, in this particular place where you are now with your consciousness. So in your seed state, as you are now within the womb of Mother Earth, create what it is that you would like to have as your future. From this point, no matter where you are in your life, no matter what form of health you have, no matter where you are in your age, just now visualize yourself in this seed form. And create the DNA that you would like to grow into, that you would like to put forward now in this growing season. This growing season, or for the rest of your life in this format on this planet. Put into that seed now the information of how you would like to grow, how you would like to have your body, your physical body. Visualize it as athletic and strong, fit and vitally healthy in body and in mind and in emotions. Visualize the growth of your spirit as expansive, as accepting, as respectful, mindful, compassionate, as aware, as resourceful. And visualize how you grow at a pace that is within your means. Visualize all aspects of what you look like. What are the fruits that you are going to bear? What are the gifts that you are going to bring to the planet? How are you going to bring those gifts to the planet? And see yourself in this way as unique, as bringing things forward as only you can through your personality, through your life, through your love, through your brilliant connection with all that is. And see this now as the beginning. Feel that energy in the seed body emerging now for the future harvest as the light of the sun gently begins to warm up the earth. And as you're feeling this potential, know that this potential can come now from the entire universe and not from any type of linear history of yourself. But you are open now to bringing in all of the energy that you need from the universe for this growth, for this expansion. And as you take a few deeper breaths, feeling again this potential and the abundance within you, the fertility within you, the fullness within you, the ability for growth, for renewal. And feeling the passion, vitality, and joy of this growth. As you take a few deeper breaths, allowing this energy now to be in the air around you, be in the atmosphere. It really is a feeling of hope. And gently opening your eyes, take a few deeper breaths. Thank you, everybody. We look forward to being with you next week, which will be already May, believe it or not. So thanks so much, Pam. See everyone next week. Love now.
You have been listening to Susie Mazzoli and Pamela Cuccinelle of ActiveSpirituality.life. If you've enjoyed this program, consider a donation. You can find the link for that, ActiveSpirituality.life. Regardless, we look forward to having you join us again for next week's podcast. Please share and have a great week.